Sun shit, y'all ready? I hope y'all are. Hey, the Oscars came out on a Sunday. I was on vacation, so when that Saturday came around, a week later, I was like, yo, let me talk about this. Let me bring this to the table and speak on it. Between then, a whole lot of other stuff came out, of course. And my views on it still haven't changed at all. I'm not blaming. I'm not taking sides. I'm just stating facts. But with that being said, there was a point where I was like, hopefully the industry doesn't start trying to blackball Will Smith. And during this week, you hear about what's happening with Netflix. You hear about what's happening with, I think Sony with the whole Bad Boys 4. And it's happening. It's starting to creep in, man. It's starting to really jump off. And it's crazy. Because this is just, it's wild. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get on my soapbox because I got on my soapbox for that moment. But I will say this let me pull the soapbox out. This is a wild moment for black people. Black people who love to make jokes out of everything. Who love to just keep bringing up stuff. This is one of them things we black people are really trying to like move away from. Nobody wants to really continue to talk about this. And a lot of that is because, like I said, when I was on the radio, Will Smith and Jada hold a special place in our hearts as black people. You know what I'm saying? And this is like, this is that thing, man. We do not want to see this get messy in front of us. But it's gonna happen. And it's wild. People are like, really at this point. And I feel bad for comedians because I found out about the whole T.I. thing in Atlanta. And people were jumping on the side of the of T.I. They were like, yo, you can't be out here saying all that. And then you had people who were there at the show, as well as the comedian herself, saying, yo, he was heckling me all night. Then it became, oh, I guess, it's all fair in love and war. Is that where we at now? You know what I'm saying? The one comedian said something about the Jada thing. He joked and the crowd got quiet. Like, is that where we are now? Like, we can't even joke about situations anymore. We can't, like, I mean, if that's the case, trust me, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook are about to get really boring. You know what I mean? It's about to get really, I mean, even when you saw the memes, that you could read the comments and people were like, can we get away from this? No, we can't make fun of this. It was, you know, we're at that point where nothing can be talked about now. It's wild, man. But I said what I said. I took no sides. I still take no sides. And when it comes to this thing, hopefully it'll blow over. And, well, this is something we'll never forget, but I'm just saying hopefully it'll blow over and Will Smith will get back on his grind. You know what I'm saying? Because right now he's the bad guy in this whole thing. And like I said, it was a horrible situation the whole night. That just changed the whole tone of the vibe. But it is what it is. This is how we get down. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't a history moment joint. This was just me saying what I had to say to address it. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to talk about things that's happening sometimes. You know how it is, man. We can't always just talk about history. This is history making. That was history making moment. Like, it'll never happen again. Trust me on that. So, you know, let's continue on with what we do and how we do. Thank y'all for rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? I will at some point figure out how to. I will go up in all of these joints at some point. I'm lying to myself, not so much to you. It's something that I really don't think I'll do. But I like to say that I'm going to try to do it to motivate myself. Go in and start putting the time codes on stuff like, yo, for people who don't want to hear all this and just want to get straight to the actual joints. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But please enjoy. If this ain't your thing because you think it's too messy, it's cool and you want to get back to the history moments joints. I feel you. It happens, man. You know, that's how I felt when I was watching Shannon Sharp and them talk about it. Stephen A. Smith, and I'm like, yo, what does this have to... Neither one of these dudes are athletes. How is my sports shows in the morning talking about this? That's how I felt, man. That's how I felt when politician shows was talking about this. That's how I felt. So, trust me, I know. If you're like, yo, I want to hear this dude talk about that. Get back to some crazy historical facts. I likes that. That's what I'm about. Because I'm not going to get dirty. Like, this is not going to be one of these joints where I start doing slinging mud and bringing the gossip to the game and all that. Nah, I just stated my opinion, and we kept it moving. Thank y'all for listening, and we will do what we do. Thanks. Let's go.
Who all the time asks me, you know, what was my greatest moment? You know, just getting the opportunity, somebody coming from where I come from. You know, I heard all the stories. You know, nobody makes it from Newport News. News.
Had to make sure we got this turned down. Hey, rest in peace, Prodigy. This is what we do, man. This is how we getting down. Live at the Oasis. Rest in peace to Heavy D. Woo. Hey, this is what we do. I told y'all, man, set it off Saturdays. We go through a joints. Third Eye Blind. Y'all remember Third Eye Blind? Don't act like y'all the only person that be rocking that rock joints. Third Eye Blind. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of this joint, son. You know how we do, man, when we be out here banging them in the heads. So, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say on that. Live at the Oasis, Legal Crime Radio, High Vibes Radio. Yeah, heat. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that's what we do right here. We can bring in that trouble or he traveling. He like, what? I'm traveling, baby. That's how we do. So we gonna hit y'all off with this, with just like the dopeness tonight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of joints from all over the place, chilling. You know what I mean? Word up. Took a week off, and a whole bunch of joints jump off, man. Like, I'm lost on that, man. All it takes is 1 week. You leave for a minute, and like everything jump off. You're like, But I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, I know how people be like tired of hearing about the incident, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't about that right now. Let me tell y'all something about that whole night. Pro-blackness right now. I'm about to step into some pro-blackness right now. My pro-black game is about to be up high right now. Will Tate was the producer for that night. Black man, you know what I'm saying, in charge of everything, ran the whole joint. That was his night, you know what I'm saying, and he brought D-Nice to the game. D-Nice, y'all know hip-hop heads is like, ooh, D-Nice, doing the accepting joints and going into commercials and all that. You up here rocking and singing the songs of the instrumentals that he's playing. Three hosts, three females, two of them black. I don't say African American. African American is the African people who bought this house from. They African American. I'm black. I'm American. I'm a black American. I don't got time to be down here. I ain't been to Africa. I would love to go one day, but I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm black. Two black women. You know what I'm saying? And yo, Regina Hall was looking right. I hope to God it ain't the fakey transferring the body that dude, but she was, you know what I'm saying? I'm up in like, yo, I might have to go watch Scary Movie a little more and see what's jumping. But that's a whole nother thing. That's the, you know what I mean? That's a whole nother lane. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Then you had the house band joint jump on. On that joint, you had three people of color, two black men, one Latina, and Travis Barker. Salute to Travis Barker. Salute to Amy Schumer. So you had a Jew too. Had a, you know what I mean? Jewish woman. Just a night of black. Like, they set it off with they ain't even set it off with Beyonce. They set it off with Venus and Serena Williams, who was looking good. They had their joints all out. Oh my God. Hey, two of the top five greatest female tennis of all time. Serena's number one. I'm gonna give Venus like three, maybe four. You know what I'm saying? Two of the top five greatest female tennis players of all time. Then Beyonce's walking down Compton, going to the little joint, and they singing the joint, looking like tennis balls, all crazy with it. Blackness. Blackness. Please let us not overlook that. Blackness. You know what I'm saying? They had the deaf guy when he supported an actor joint. Dope, great moment. Let us not forget that. Coda itself, the movie, won an award. Let us not forget that. You know what I mean? Just black. Just back and back to the blackness. And then the joint jumped off. And I'm one of them people, man. I don't care. I'm not taking sides. Because it's not about taking sides. It's about understanding that this happened on a black man's watch. So when we see all these memes, even if it's us doing it and on some jokey joke type joint, because that's what we do, and we say, ah, they the BET joints there. Ah, that's the Source Award there. Ah, you know, that's a black man who had an opportunity, his first ever, and that happened on his watch. You know what I'm saying? When the Jerry Springer joints and all, that's what that is. Like, it's not an embarrassment to us. Like us, like, oh my God, look at us on TV. It's an embarrassment to us, like, that falls on him. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna say it out loud, but that falls on him. We black, we know how that go. Something happened on our watch, that falls on us. Then it falls on us from the angle of, that's why you can't be mad riding with them. That's how that jumped off, man, to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can't, I'm not gonna talk about it in that manner like that, but I will say this. I will say this right here. Comedians, myself included, and I'm not even a comedian, but I like to talk that talk. We gotta go out here and we gotta watch out in there. When we throw some joints at people, that somebody might wanna throw it like hands. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm out and about and I see some chick out here with the dirty sweatpants, dirty pajama pants, and a t-shirt that got like stains on the back, and you just like, oh my God, I hope she sat in something on the car or the bus. I hope that ain't what I think it is. Skeet, skeet, skeet on a back shirt. You know what I'm saying? And she got the dirty slippers and the socks don't match. It's like, I can't even say, I gotta holler at my people through text. So, cause I can't say it out loud cause somebody might wanna slap me. Imagine all these comedians out here. DL, Joe Torre, Mike Epps, you know the ones that like to just look out in the audience and throw them joints. They gotta watch out now. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Never know. Salute to all the people who, when this joint first started in Monday morning, was out here like, that's right, defend the black woman. From what? A corny joke? The joke was corny. It was a corny joke. Keep it real. It was a corny joke. I'm like, what, G.I. Jane too? He could have said the light-skinned chick from, what's the joint? What was the joint? I'm gonna get your sucker. He could have came up with a whole bunch of joints. It was a corny joke. That's how we defending our black women from that. We're seeing videos where black women are being beat up by brothers or other people, or getting handled by cops, and everybody just got their phones out. This is the time we talking about defending the black woman. Come on, man. I'm also salute to all y'all people who found out what alopecia is. Alopecia. Alopecia. Everybody, and all you bald head brides who running around here acting like that's what y'all got. I think I got that too. No, you've been dealing with too much chemicals. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got. What you need to do is let your joint grow a little bit, breathe a little bit, put some natural joints in your hand, and if the size is no longer growing, keep a fade. Let the top grow and fade your joint out. You know what I'm saying? Have your joint long and last to one side of the fade. Be out here style that joint. Don't you just keep on saying, just let's spend less money. I think I got alopecia too. You ain't got alopecia. You just ball headed. Break them out of here. I got out of alopecia. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop playing. All of a sudden, everybody like feel sorry about people with alopecia. Oh, I know what I'm saying, man. Applesauce. They out here just mad because somebody got. She's strong because she went out here in public with her applesauce. Man, just, what else is she gonna do? Y'all know it. Y'all look at the red table. Y'all know she got the joint jumping. She out here, Mr. Cleaning. That ain't the point. I'm just saying. We need to see, you know what I mean? Again, I ain't taking sides. I'm just saying. Then my man wins his first ever, like, the main joint. The male actor joint. The main, you know, the Oscars got, like, its director. It's probably movie of the year director, then male actor. That's the top three joints. He won that first time, and he spent his whole time apologizing. Come on, man. Salute also. Shout out to Samuel L. Jackson. Won his joint. Was it televised? Somebody should find it. It should be on YouTube somewhere. It should be somewhere. We should be able to see that. That's a whole nother joint. I'm just saying, man. And then we got to wonder if the Academy is going to pull some strings to blackball my man out of movies and have his little production company get pushed to the side when it comes to greenlighting joints and careers and jobs that'll lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lane, man. We ain't thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about taking sides. It's about understanding. It's some joints out there, man. Like, yo, you know what I mean? And it's crazy. And like I said, I'm not taking sides. It ain't about what shouldn't have been said or how he should have. It happened. That's, you live and learn. But what I am going to say is, I hope the industry doesn't turn their back on this man. Hope the industry doesn't turn their back on Will Smith. Because Will Smith is one of the greatest joints as far as hip-hop goes. Rapper turned actor and just excelled in it. Became one of the highest paying actors in the game at one point, if not still now. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We talking what? And he started out with us? He started out being like Jazzy Jeff's guy? Like, they out here touring with two songs, 30-minute set, so you know the whole 25 minutes is nothing but Jeff killing the game, and Will then go, parents just don't understand, girls ain't nothing but trouble, and then, you know, tell his catalog got up. So, you know what I mean? This is our guy. Jada and Will are our peoples. That's like one of the greatest couples of our generation. You know what I'm saying? It's what, them? The Obamas, the Huxtables, they ain't even real. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put Dre and Bo up in there from Blackish. B and J. Like, two of those couples aren't even real couples. One of those couples, we wouldn't have known about if we didn't have a black president. You know what I'm saying? So we root for them just because that's like the embodiment of black love, no matter how messy it is. But we still gotta understand that, man. It's like crazy, yo. I don't want to talk about it like that. Like I said, I'm not here. I ain't taking no sides. It happened. But I just hope they don't blackball the dude. They don't blackball Will Smith. And everything is everything. These are my words. Disclaimer type joints. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? These are not the opinions by either station, Legal Crime, High Vibes. This is all mine. Some people might agree. Some people don't agree. What I will say is, if you claiming that, I'm down with the Appalachia, please walk out the door ball-headed. Don't keep putting these wigs on. And definitely stop putting these cheap wigs on where your stuff look like dirty rugs and yarn. Y'all know who y'all are. Or you wearing the joint too long and it started out looking real dark and lovely and just for me-ish. You look real good at first. And then, you know what I'm saying, by week two, it was... Now your joint starting to look like broom straws. Real nasty broom straws. If you gonna be like, I'm down with that Jada joint, be wholehearted with it. Keep your joint straight. Rock out. Some of y'all might look alright with a little shortcut and let it grow out. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all can't because y'all got small heads. And that's crazy. Especially when you're a thick girl or you're a bigger lady and you got that small head, you're looking like a bowling ball pin. That's just weird. That's like the joint on Beetlejuice when the Indian put the dust on him and he's like, hey, man, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. don't do it, y'all. Y'all keep the wigs on. But I'm just saying, man. Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. High Five Radio. Get at me on Twitter. BlackCZ, BLACK _CEEZ. I was told to do this because people be like, yo, ain't nobody got time to Google you, man. If they want to holler at you, give them the handle. I'm going to give them the handle. That's the handle for Twitter. Instagram. Y'all know who I am. Black Caesar Sun. BLACKCEEZARSONN. You know what I'm saying? Facebook. Live at the Oasis. I'm barely on there because they never let me on there. Mixcloud. Daily Motion. YouTube. Definitely those joints. You can type in Black Caesar and I'm going to jump up on there somewhere. Boom. Any place that rocks podcasts, Our World, Our Time, I'm on that joint. Most of the joints, I'm there. And then, for the sake of it, Google me. But yeah, let's get back into this music. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Bruce Willis, who has Appalachia too, but this ain't the same thing. I swear to God, I was like, oh snap, is that why Will was mad? Cause like, she going through brain damage and stuff. Like, oh snap, she got what Bruce Willis got. Oh man, I'd be mad too. Then come to find out his joint ain't even the same thing as hers. I was like, I'm just, you know, he bald, so I'm like, oh snap. So that's like the next progress to it. She gonna go bald and then she gonna start having like memory lapses and, you know what I'm saying? And then she gonna be like, that's why I be out here having entanglements. I ain't even know if I was married or not. And that dude looked attractive. I'm playing. Could you imagine that though? Having an Alzheimer and that be your get out? Like, yo, I don't know, some attractive lady came and I just banged her. You know you married to me, I don't even know who you are. I'm about to call the police on you. Get away from me. She's hollering at me right now. Let me stop. I probably wouldn't even last. My girl will hear this and be like, yep, as soon as you even go through the signs, I'm killing you. I refuse to let that be a thing. Hey, but it's a good idea though. That's a movie. That's a good movie. That's a good movie to come up with. Like, yo, dude got Alzheimer's, or he had him, and he just, every day is a different bride, because he don't even remember that he married. Yeah, somebody gonna get killed. That movie, next thing you know, it's gonna be on, like, one of them ID channels, and all your dramatization is gonna be wrong. They're gonna have a light-skinned dude be me. I'm like, I'm gonna be looking like, I know that name's familiar, but that ain't my face. Oh, you remember then, huh? Oh, snap, you got me. Hey, anyway, let's get down to what we do. Shout out to all the Appalachias who got that joint, if you really got that joint. And if you don't, whatever. My life was never easy. Yeah, turn this down. My life was never easy. All right, turn this down. Anyway, yo, you know how we do, man. It's that time. I got to go. I got a little carried away. I was out here zoning on joint. My life was never easy. Hey, I only play the game verse. Y'all know how I do that joint. The Beastie Boy joint. Yo, I don't know why people don't use that beat more often, yo. Anyway, this is what we do, man. I will holler at y'all next week. You know how we get down. You know how we get down. This is what we do, man. I love doing this right here. So yo, y'all already know how I gotta do before I get up out of here. They say you only live once. That's a lie. You only die once. So anytime that your God allows you to get out here and continue your journey, please show the world the best version of you. Y'all be safe. Peace.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.